Praise 104.1, DC's inspiration station. On the line with me is Rayola Dewar, and she is API, which is American Petroleum Institute's senior economic analyst. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
Good, good. So we've got some great news with regards to minorities and women. The energy revolution is creating career opportunities, and they have increased tremendously. Talk about that, please.
Well, we are in the midst of a really stunning reversal of fortune in the United States in terms of the oil and natural gas we're able to bring to the market. And this is thanks to technological innovation in the industry. So a lot of it having to do with shale development and also opportunities for offshore development as well. But we're going to need at least 1 million new jobs before the end of this decade, and 1.3 million is the estimate over the next 15 years. So what we're trying to do as an institute or as an industry is cast a broad net, look to how are we going to fill these jobs and where we're going to find these jobs, and we're trying to match the opportunities that we see in this industry for growth that really is going to be there for decades with the talent pool that we really haven't reached in the past, and that includes a lot of women and minorities that haven't seen themselves in oil and gas jobs in the past and maybe not be looking in that direction, mm-hmm. especially young men and women looking to their careers. So here's a chance, here's an opportunity. And what's great about these jobs is they're very good paying. Mm-hmm. They pay on average twice, 2 to 3 times what the average job in the United States pays. So, and there are great needs for skilled and semi-skilled labor in addition to, you know, college educated, or think of yourself as being an engineer. Think in a different box from maybe all your relatives around you or your friends. And I meet people all the time around the United States, young men and women that are doing just that. It's very exciting.
That is exciting. Now, in the energy revolution, because of the unprecedented numbers of jobs in oil, natural gases, and petrochemical industries, talk about some of the jobs that fall under those categories.
Well, I'll tell you some good jobs, because in addition to the oil and gas that we're developing and all you have to do to develop that, we need a lot of pipelines. You need to build these pipelines to bring the gas to market to do these things. You need a lot of transport. You need manufacturing jobs. But just in terms of becoming a pipe fitter, for example, you might not think of that if you're a young woman, being a pipe fitter. I was in Ohio last summer at this job fair with the Pipe Fitters Union. They were paying 19-year-olds in their union with 1 year of training to be a pipe fitter $100,000 with overtime.
Wow.
Isn't that a great opportunity?
That's a great opportunity.
For 1 year, they've got a high school degree, and they are in the part of the country right now, Ohio, that's just starting to develop its Utica Shale. They need pipes. They need pipe fitters. They need truck drivers. They need, of course, you always need engineers. You name it. There's a wide number of jobs that are associated with the industry, and a great opportunities for those development in all over. If you're not in the state with that development, you're next door to one, you're very close regionally to one. And so we are reaching out in different communities around the United States, holding summits, job summits, trying to reach out to high school counselors, college presidents, faculties, you know, commerce, chambers of commerce, and some faith-based organizations, for example, and make sure that young people understand here's an opportunity, here's a job career path you might not have thought about, but we need the jobs, and we're trying to reach out to this pool of talent that has been underrepresented in the industry for a long time.
If one were to go to college, what type of education track would they have to embark upon in order to find something in this particular field?
You know, the best thing to do, and this goes for high school too, science, technology, engineering, okay. math. You have to focus on these subjects. You really do. If you want a good job in America, no matter what it is, that's really the place to start and to focus on that. And then there are other jobs too. Like I said, pipe fitters, whatever. But you can also be an engineer. Think about being an engineer. Petroleum engineers, the sky's the limit. They really, really make very, very good income if you're an engineer. Any science degree is important in America today. You can be biology. You can be chemistry. Any of those science degrees are very sought after by the oil and gas industry as well as other industries, too. I met a young woman at a drilling site. She was a biology major, had been an intern for 2 years on this drilling site, and I asked her manager, you know, if he was going to offer her a job. He said, "Oh yeah," and he said, and I said, "Well, what are you going to pay her?" And he said, "Well, he's going to start her at $120,000. Mm. She's 20 years old or 21. He wants to start her at $120,000 to work on the rig, with a $20,000 signing bonus." And that was a couple of years ago in Colorado. So the jobs are there. They can be very good. And we're trying to reach out and make sure that young women and minorities know they're there, because traditionally they have been underrepresented in the oil and gas industry.
Got it. Now, is there a website or, for more information, a number that our listeners can call or log on to find out how to apply for these jobs, or how to seek, at least how to seek out these jobs? Yeah.
Sure. To find out more about it, get on api.org. and type in minority and female employment in the search box. It'll bring you to the study, and it provides a good roadmap for workforce development. So I would encourage your listeners to look there first.
I love it. I appreciate you calling in today. I'm speaking with Rayola Dewar. She's API's senior economic analyst, who's telling us that there is career opportunities for women and minorities in the energy revolution. So I'm excited about her calling in, and this is going to help a number of people who have just kind of been one-minded about where they like to go, you know, in their career track, and knowing that the money is out there and jobs are out there in science and technology. So I appreciate you calling in today.
Oh, I appreciate the chance to talk to you. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
You too, Cheryl.
And again, for more information, log on to api.org, type in minority or female employment in their search engine, and all the information you want regarding these job increases will pop up. And of course, we'll place all this information on our website at praisedc.com.